Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Murad Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. This is New Africa Excellence. Murad speaks, and we try our utmost to be able to speak to you on a day or night or evening that sometimes it can be very difficult to do so. But it gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to understand without a shadow of a doubt that we have to be morally obligated to our community. Community is everything, brothers and sisters, and I try my utmost to bring that to your attention. We're not individuals. We are our community. And this is one thing that we are taught in our religion of Al-Islam, is to be able to understand that community is important. It's very important, highly important. If we would pay attention to it and understand that, we would be more advanced in our everyday life. We'll be advanced in being able to fulfill our obligations that we was created to do in this world today. In this real world, which you see is going on every day. And some of us have lost our motivation, determination to want to live in life. For what reason? I have no clue. But Allah said He would try us from the cradle to our grave, meaning you will come into understanding. You might be still in the crib in knowledge, but you will grow, you will evolve. If you look and you study and you observe, or if you follow someone that has proven without a shadow of a doubt that he or she is a great leader and have that ability to motivate your mind and stimulate you to the point that you would want something out of life, you just don't give up. And this is what Satan wants. He wants us to give up. He wants us not to be able to understand that we are created to be the Khalifa. Now, the Khalifa, my Christians, my Jews, my Hindus, and Buddhists, and those who are not of the religion of Al-Islam, they know what I mean when I say the Khalifa. We're the ruler. We are the last one that was created on this planet. Everything was here before us. Isn't that amazing? Everything was here before we came. We was the last to come. But everything that was created on this planet was dead. Yes, dead. And Allah created and then He brought it all to life. And that is the two creatures before us. Is it, what was the angel or the jinn? What is the sun, the moon, the stars? What it was the earth, the seven seas? What it was the trees or the mountains? All of that was created before us. All the animals, the insects was created, the sky, the rain. Yes, the snow, the hail, all this was created way before we even existed or was even thought about coming into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything before this, and then He said to His angels, His two creatures, His jinn, that I'm going to create a Khalifa in this. And we was created. So today that we are created by Allah, we came here alive. We came through the Spirit of God. But isn't it amazing that we know that, but yet we're not operating as we know anything? We're just sitting back and letting things happen. People are speaking on the air and allow people to come amongst us and just say anything. Imam Wadisti Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wadisti Muhammad, he says, never give a mic to a person you don't know, because you would give them our platform. For we are on the straight path of the Salat al-Mustaqim. We're on the straight path, the path to God. Do we make mistakes? We all make mistakes. Do we sin? We all sin. But we know to go and beg Allah for forgiveness, and He's all forgiven and most merciful. But isn't it amazing? It's got to be amazing to you. It is amazing to me that we today have lost our faith and don't recognize we have lost our faith. We not only lost our faith, we're not even trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Now, Allah blesses who he pleases, when he pleases, and some of us are gifted to understand that we can see. We can see Satan don't have no shame anymore. He just comes out. He just do things. But you can't pick it up. You can't recognize that this is Iblis. This is what he's trying to do, because there's too many of y'all saying, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There's many of you now that's in Christianity, Judaism, and the other religion believe that God is great. Iblis don't like that. And so therefore, he got then scientists that is trying to kill us. He got scientists been doing this for years. He got scientists that want to prove that God didn't say he's going to create man. Man said, we going to do what? We're going to create man. Well, they trying to do it. It ain't the man that God created. No, sister. No, brother. This is not the man that Allah is talking about. So I'm just going to say some things to you. I don't even like to really talk about what we have to. Because if we don't, if we have any form of communication, we should bring to the forefront people that know what in the world is going on. So let me give you some kind of thoughts that you can probably figure out yourself. But I want to talk about also the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and how people are being paid to come on the air and just wing it and just say things that don't even exist. And I don't know where they get it from, but they are talking about it. But the sad thing about it is most of them we know. We know, and they put people on the air to tell us what we should do and what we should not do. I'm not Allah. I'll tell you I'm not, but I do submit my will to Allah. And because I do that, I'm concerned that I would say the things that is actual facts. It's there in the Holy Quran, so that means it's actual facts. If I tell you what Allah says, then I'm telling you the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me, is the truth. So Allah knows when you are speaking the truth and when you're just talking or you're assuming or don't even know that you're working for Satan, have no clue that you know you're working for Satan. Yeah, Satan's that good that he can make you think because of your ego. He can make you think because you're self for your self-gratification. He can think when you think you're this great individual. My brother Will got messed up with doing drugs and don't know we're doing drugs. You're taking those pills. You're taking those pills, he's giving it to you, and he's killing you and stirring you up. And now just think about it. Just think about it. Here's a man that hated us, despised us, thought we was three-fifths of a human being, over 400 years, but yet they can come and tell us what's going to keep us safe. You really think so? That they want to keep us safe? There's no way we can. You know, I want to also say I want to thank my Christian brother. They call me so late at night. But I pick up the phone because it's not one, it's two, it's a great deal of them, and they're all Christians. Rod, can you talk to us? I have no other thought, no other question about to talk to you or not. Yes, I'm going to talk to you. Yes, I want to hear what you have to say. Tell me what's going on. How many is on the phone? Well, it's about 20 of us. I said, well, why y'all call me? Because you smart. Now, these are Christians. Well, I have never got a call from no 20, 30 brothers and sisters in Islam. Because in their mind, what would I know? They don't listen to me. But Allah gave me 3 million. Why is 3 million? Because it's for all humanity, brothers and sisters. You can't think about that. That can't come to your mind. Allah said, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu is for all humanity. He's a mercy to who? He's a mercy to all humanity. Oh, you got it? I don't think so. Because why? Most of us keep it for ourselves. And most of us think that Allah just points you to read the Holy Quran and nobody else. Isn't that something? So my topic tonight, are we neglecting our nature? in which he was created. You know what he was created in, brothers and sisters? Our nature. Are we neglecting it? And that's our topic. I usually didn't write topics, but I realized you got to write topics, because if you do so, you can pretty much stay right on that platform or that straight line you're trying to travel down. Our nature is important, brothers and sisters. We should love our nature. But we don't got soul. We don't only want to accept our nature. We want to take the nature from the next human being away from it. It's just words. What is those words? She or he is not a Muslim. I don't know where you got that one from, but it's being said so many times. If we would just try to do what we was taught by Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and we was consistent, I believe they would get it. For some reason that we're supposed to be different, I assume, or someone is feeding us, and we're eating the wrong food. We're eating the wrong knowledge. Stay away from that tree. No, you just going to bite that apple. It tastes good to you until it comes back to choke you. Yeah, it got stuck in your Adam apple. It's amazing, brothers and sisters, that these things are going on, and I don't see anything or any one of us. So before I get to my topic, I would like to talk about what we see today. In the clearing, it gets to me. I'm going to give it back to you. I was telling you last time I was on the air, Fiji, they found out that he is not even a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. But they also found out that he ran into a lot of trouble doing what he's doing today. And this COVID-19 was patented. And all you who know how to search for a patent, look up COVID-19, they said, his patent with his name. But Vet Radio, they come with the actual facts. They say, how do you trust a person that has been in forgery, been charged with this, been charged with that, and has no credentials to be able to tell you what to take and what you should not take? But yet, they get in the lab and they create all these very different things for us. And the doctors who don't have a voice, so you have to search for them, they're telling you that this is harmful to your health. And if you don't have a virus, take that pill, take that needle, and you will get a virus. Then they're telling you that if you take that needle, they got one worse than that is coming. I mean, this is just so far-fetched, but they're trying to stop the people that's telling you all these things are happening. Now, you wear these masks. I'm not exaggerating. They came up with the number. Billions of masks is found in the ocean. That's why people are throwing them away. And it's getting into the fish's mouth. It's polluting the water. Billions. See, they got you wearing the mask, but who removes it? You know, today you got garbage. And you got to separate the garbage from the bottles away from the plastic. Why? Because in the water, it's in our fish, it's in the sea, it's in the water we drink. So now around the world, hundreds of billions, they use that phrase, that number, hundreds of billion masses have been thrown away. So man created for you to wear it, to protect you, but it's coming back to haunt you. It's in your river. So all that filth, all that dirty, all that coughing, all them germs you throw in the water, it's polluting the waters around the world. But they came out and said that was one of the biggest tricks, is to put that mask on. And I found people coughing. You think they got the virus. No, they're coughing from the mask because the germs come out your mouth and hit that whatever kind of material and sends it right back. So you will get sick. But since you don't understand that, understand what's in your river, what's in your lakes, what's in the sea, the deep sea. Beings, brothers and sisters, because you find that in the garbage cans. And they got to separate it. What do they do with it? Throw it away. Costs money to put garbage into garbage. You come up with a truck and you want to load that truck, it's going to cost you money. But if you put it in the water and no one's listening or no one's looking, what the hell is that? So it's coming back to haunt us. So we are enemy to ourselves because we don't talk to nobody. But you got doctors that's fearful. I mean, good doctors. Because doctors don't study science. Doctors study medicine. But here's a doctor going to tell you about science. Isn't that something? So look at it this way. You got some people that can jump out of a plane. And they know how to land. Physically know how to land. But can that same person fly that plane? No. But he's a paratrooper. They can't fly the plane. Then you got some people that fly a helicopter. But can they fly the 747? No. And they ain't trying to, because they can't. How about the co-pilot? Can he be trusted? Well, he knows a little bit about flying, but he don't have the miles to be a pilot. He can only be a co-pilot. So everybody had to stay in their lane. So how is a doctor that knows nothing about science, knows nothing about science, brothers and sisters, but yet that doctor, because you say he's an MD, he can tell you that the virus is okay and you go for it. He can tell you metformins are good for you, but you go for it. He'll tell you aspirin or any other kind of pill they give you, or Tylenol. It's not good for you, but they give it to you. Because why? You're a guinea pig. We try it on you. But it all says it has some type of after effects. But you don't read it. And if you read it, well, why would you want to take something that got after effect? Because what you take for your kidney is not good for your liver. And what you take for your liver is not good for your heart. And these are the various different things that mess us up as we get older because we don't understand it. And when you're eating the wrong foods, the best way I can describe it, put holes in your tubes. So that means other things get in there and mess up your body and mess up your stomach. So sometimes they got to cut that stomach. They got to get that fat out of your stomach. Who in the world wants somebody to cut on something that you can do yourself in losing the weight? But you can't lose the weight because why? It's what you eat is tearing up everything else, so it can't help you because one organ will help the other one. But it can't do it because you're earthly and you don't put earthly things in your body. So we are dying like crazy. But we blame it on COVID-19. You got two types of mental doctors. You got one went to school to be a mental doctor, and that's the name. He went one that went to school to be more than a mental doctor. They study science. So that one can tell you whether you out your mind or what's going on in your mind and so forth and so on. But because he or he with the school to be a psychiatrist has nothing to do with them being in school to be a beyond just a psychiatrist. So we don't have no professional scientists coming out and telling us what we should have, what we shouldn't. And surely Peachy and Bill Gates and whoever else is with them don't have those credentials. But let's forget all of that. How is it that they fed our ancestors slop, mud, filth, gave us everything, didn't give us even the real part of the pig? They gave you the foot, the tail, the guts, the head, the ear. But yet we survive because that's all we can get. And then after coming out of slavery for 100 years, they still didn't want us to have anything. Just think about it. When they knew they had to teach the Egyptians because they was pickpocketing, they knew they had to teach the Italians because the Italians had a mob. They knew they had to teach the Irishmen. The Irishmen was bootlegging. All of this stuff came overseas over here. But they knew they had to educate and teach them economics, allow them to be able to live a decent life. And they said, make sure our Italian family be worth at least $250,000. Make sure our Irish family, $250,000. Our Egyptian family, $250,000. Our Caucasians, $250,000. Why? Because if you got money, you won't steal. But what did they give the African American, the so-called African American Negroes? What did they give us? They said, give them $8. What are you going to do with $8, brothers and sisters? So it was designed that you will not have anything. And you just think about it. You have to think. Yes, and I use these names because they're famous. Yes, they give Jay-Z $100 million. Beyonce, $100 million. Yes, they give all those big rappers $100 million. But what could they do with the $100 million? They can buy their homes because they're in contest. How much your home cost? My home costs $20 million. Yeah, well, mine's cost $30 million. But the two people that sold you those homes, they bought it for $1 million. So it sold it to the black man. Then what they do with them is they say you have to come up, meaning you will never have them in the inner city again, but yet they all grew from the inner city. Why? You can't pay for them. Why? They raised the bar. They come out and they talk, I'm Jay-Z, I'm Beyonce, and so forth and so on, but they can't do a damn thing for you. And if you put all the money together with the African-American men and women that came from the inner city, football players, basketball players, soccer players, tennis players, and all the hip-hop and those who's in the movies making money, you got $1 trillion. But where's our schools? Where's our hospitals when we need them? Because you could have gone to a hospital and paid for doctors more or less than what you can do today. So it was designed that you cannot help the black man, the black woman. Now, the white folks are suffering, too, because why? They become in the position of a dependent. 40 million jobs. There's a lot of people that can't go to work. But they don't give a damn because we survived in our ghetto. Yes, we did. We survived drugs, drive-by shooting, bad food. You know, they give us food, clothing, shelter, and none of us any good. So what has happened to us? Now, that's amazing that the person that's sick, the person that's down and out, he or she needs some help. But where's the ones that claim they know it? Where's the ones on the YouTubes that come on, and everybody got a YouTube? Everybody you can think of is on there preaching what? They call the Holy Quran. But you know what's strange to me? Because when you talk in the Word of God, it's success. How could you lose? You say, I made my budget, yes. You made your salafizer. But what about that you made Zul, yes. How about Asa, yes. You made my grin, yes. Aisha, you did. But when you speak for the Quran, you pray. I already know what Mr. Muhammad said. You know, a brother just whispered in my ear, it's time for, he kept on preaching. Then he came back and said, Bloody man, we're missing Zohar, and now it's Asa. He made him stop. He said, I don't understand, the brother must know that we're teaching the Quran. We're praying. But we can always make up our prayer. But we're praying right now. Because I'm telling you what God says. So we'll make up our prayer. And he went on, and my grave came. He closed out. And he didn't pray. He walked out. He was a very intelligent man. And he said to me, and I'm going to quote, I said, Brother Imam, what do you think about the brother? It disturbs me that he got an hour, but if you put it together, you got half an hour of Arabic of the Quran, the Arabic of the Quran. Use that phrase so my people out there that doesn't know Islam understand Arabic of Quran. It's the Arabic of the Quran, but my people got it in this other song. So, what I'm saying to you, he said, well, why do you think they're doing that? I said, I don't think it's helping. He said, you got it. He said, they're showing off with the language, but can't produce nothing. He said, when you speak this language, Allah will help you. But what they don't know, Allah don't judge your words, he judge your heart. And most of them is not speaking for you. They're speaking for their own self-gratification. So they can't grow. Allah won't let them grow. Because why? He knows their heart. You can't fool Allah, you can fool us. Well, I'm like Muhammad used to say, may Allah be praised. Well, he said, can you fool a Muslim? Now, nowadays, he's talking about this day. You can't fool anyone that reads that Holy Quran. No, something is definitely wrong. Brother, sister, I honestly would tell you, if I had a singer and I took her to the fifth floor, that's good. We did well because she was on what, ground zero. She on the fifth floor. A year go by, we were on the fifth floor. And 2 years go by, we're on the fifth floor. And 3 years go by, we're on the fifth floor. Well, meaning you can't take her to the sixth nor the seventh or the eighth. So you want to stunt her growth by keeping her there on the fifth floor. If I can't evolve, I submit and bow out. That's my limitation. The God is not going to allow me to take you any further. An unselfish man will do that. But today, they don't do that. Matter of fact, they don't even tell you what they have. Now, you may say, well, that's in business. No. It's in the masjid. 90% of our masjid, you do not know how much sadaqah or zakat they receive. My sisters and brothers from the other religion knows that means charity. Some people call it a tithe. But the point is, you don't know it. And they will not expose it. Because unconsciously, I'm going to give them that. That's their money. Nobody goes out and tell anybody how much money I have. I'm not going to tell you that. But if I got your money, I'm obligated. I'm morally obligated to tell you how much you all have. Okay, the brother came by himself. Brother, man. Yes, sir. How much money we got in the bank? Well, I'm not telling you, brother. I'll tell you when I feel like telling you. And I'll tell you one day when everybody's together. What is he hiding? You ever see the ratings of the network? You want to see it? Go to the paper. It's right there. So they sold a fight or any type of entertainment for $49.95. You can do the math. They did $5 million. Just round it off to the nearest decimal and put 50 on it. So every time they sell anyone of their pay-per-view, that's $50. But it was $5 million. It was $10 million. It was $20 million. So you can count. But why do they put it out there? Because it's you who spends the money. Why they put it out there? To let you know how well they have done. That gives you some incentive. If 10 million people watching that show, hey, that must be a good show. Let me look at it. But if 2, 3, or 100, how about 1,000? They're going to get rid of you. You're not an asset. Next. Now, you like Jackie Gleason. You're going for 25 years. I love Lucy. You're going for 25 years and so forth and so on. But then they ran out. The ratings were dropping. So what happened? They got to give a nice set off, but they don't need them no more. It's no good rating. So we know this for some reason, all this reading of the Holy Quran, we sit there and we have some individual or a few individuals over top of us telling us nothing and don't even have ability to get you out of the lack of understanding of what we're going through right now. Now, I heard a very intelligent brother said, Brother Murat, when an imam is voted in office, he's in charge to make all decisions. Yes, but dig a little deeper. His decision is based and predicated on how did the community benefit. Now, we gave him 3 years. No, you can't kick him out. You didn't catch him stealing. He just can't produce. So when 3 years is up, they're going to vote him the hell out of there. Now, you say, well, you're saying that the imams only supposed to have 4 years, 8 years, top, they got to get out of here. No, that's man. Why would you put a man out of office that everybody's benefiting? That's stupid. He took you to the fifth floor. In those 3 years, you went to the seventh floor. And in the next 3 years, you went to the eighth floor. In the next 3 years, you're on the 12th floor. In the next 20 years, whoa, man, we all doing it. Why would you get rid of him? We don't follow the Robert rule, but there is a principle. There's no lifetime guaranteed job. You got to go to work and prove you're qualified. But the problem we have, the egotistic maniac, he wanted to think he's the scientist, he's the doctor, he's the lawyer, he's the engineer. He's a mathematician, and he knows how to be an entrepreneur with no credentials. And you're sitting there looking at the problem, but you won't wake up. But what are we going to wake up to? We're going to wake up that same way with that brother that prays five times like you do because he leads the prayer. That same brother that you see that say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that same brother that can read that Quran in the Arabic language, that same brother, and I have to be with you. they plotted amongst us, and they send the best. All you got to do is speak a little Arabic, and we submit. But we forgot. We forgot, want for your brother that which you want for yourself. And because we are a community, it's simple. You either get out of there or we'll wait till 3 years is up, but we ain't coming. So let them talk to the wall. So the community is in charge. But the community does got stuck in neutral. And we don't want anything else. So when we allow these people to have a platform to tell the believers that shoot that needle, it's all right, I think it's the worst thing could ever be done by any man. I don't care who you are. You have no right to tell our community what to shoot. You have a right to tell them what you need to take, and you have a right to say you make your own decision. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorify his name, don't dictate to us. He never told you you can't do wrong. Or he created us to be a devil. That is not the truth. You have a right to choose to be a devil. You have a right to ignore him. You have a right to tell him he's not God. You have a right to call him Jesus Christ. You have a right. God gave you that right. Who the hell is you to tell us what we should do? That is not our song. And now we're preaching it on the air. And the imam said, if you ain't careful, that's where Satan hides, right there on the air. It's a disgrace. We are being laughed at. All this knowledge, but we took over their communication. It ain't ours. We took over their communication, and they're controlling our destiny. Because you can't control that jinn. Because you want to be an egotistic maniac. And you say you're for the community, but ain't no way in the world you bring me John Blow that went to school and graduated, and all of a sudden he knows to tell billions, not hundreds, billions of people around the world, I am Muslim, and it is all right as Muslims. Because you're not just talking to the ones that stuck on stupid that think they the only ones are Muslim. You're talking to the whole world, because why? Every human being that walks on this planet is a Muslim. So we Muslims, so you're talking to the Jews, you're talking to the Christians, you're talking to the Jehovah's Witnesses, you're talking to the rabbis, you're talking to the preachers, the atheists. When you use the word Muslim, you're talking to every human being that walks on the planet. So you have a right. We owe it as Muslims to take that needle. And you know what? I can understand most of these doctors, most of these scientists, these various different senators and politicians can say it because they get paid. They get paid. $1 million coming in their account. So you know how I see it? You're doing what they are told to do, and you ain't getting one nickel. Not one nickel did you get. Well, my God, we got someone that can get to Imam Waterstein Muhammad's community, because you damn sure can't get to Ms. Farrakhan's community. Ain't no way in the world that Ms. Farrakhan gonna let some bird come in front of his whole community and say, take that needle. Where's our backbone? But what's happening is that now we are all on the radio and we're getting these little dollars that's being passed off to us. You want to create what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did, you wasn't even there. You know, the Hadith, most of these brothers that talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is like the Hadith. Where they get it from? Well, Brother Abdullah told me that Shabazz told him that Akbar, who told him that Ali said so-and-so. Was you there? No. So how do you know that's what's been told? Well, that's what I was told. And so you propagating it? So if you ask the people that was with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I said, well, why didn't they call you? They ain't going to call me. This is what they say. They ain't calling me because we know they get paid. But they can't come to us. You're going to pay us to tell you how we was brought up under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So you got to go get one of these. And so now we're writing our own hadiths. It ain't pure. It doesn't come to the one that grew up amongst them. It hasn't come with none, and most of them that grew up around the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got to be Lisa in their 75s and so forth and so on. But they won't come to them because they're not stuck on stupid. Now, you're telling me just say this, but you going to take me, sell me, you're going to pay me. It's fair. It sure is fair. But they're not getting paid. And most of the people that knows this cut off. They won't let them speak. Why? The inferior complex. How are you inferior to something you want someone to know the truth? If Aisha was alive, everybody wanted to hear, who is your husband? Who questioned her? Because they know she's going to tell the truth. My husband is a human walking Quran. But you want to tell me what a brother said in Saudi Arabia, that Sheikh said in Egypt, that Sheikh said in Turkey, and Sheikh said in Africa, and you want to give me one of them. By the time it gets to me, it's watered down. Brothers and sisters, we are losing it. It's a shame and a disgrace. And since I'm on that, how dare you, brother, go in the air, tell me about Mr. James Shabazz. You see, this is the stupidity. If James Shabazz didn't do anything, he raised New Jersey. And you can't be a chump and raise New Jersey. And Minister James taught us well. Did we love Malcolm? You damn right we love Malcolm. Did we love Yusuf Shaw? Yes, we did. Did we love Minister Farrakhan? Yes, we did. Did we love Jeremiah Muslim Shabazz? Oh, yes, we did. But when we came to New York, they say Nork is in the house. When we came to Philadelphia, they said Nork is in the house. And Captain, it'll come to my mind, the captain of the Mohammedan Speaks in Chicago used to make everybody go out there and sell those papers in Chicago. Douglas, Captain Douglas. But when he saw Nork, he said, Nork is in the house. The reason Nork was not as large as the both cities, one in New York and one in Pennsylvania, they was the largest on the East Coast. But they knew Nork did not play. Nork was real. Did not turn the other cheek. And Nork did not praise anything other than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yes, we love Farrakhan. Yes, we love Malcolm. Yes, we love Shaw. Yes, we love Jeremiah Muslim Shabazz. But he was not our leader, none of them. That's what Noah was known for. Keep your eyes on the honorable life of Muhammad. He taught us. And some of us were dangerous. And we were just dangerous. Didn't care. We didn't care. However you bring it, that's what Noah was known for. You can call Noah for anything. They'd be right there on the spot. But then to go out and talk about what they did to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you could have kept that to your damn self, brother. Because you don't know what really happened there. You wasn't there. You don't want to be. And you see, brothers and sisters, this is why people get in trouble. This is why people get in trouble. You are an individual walking around knocking men that gave their life for us when we was young. And the sad story about it, that same individual has not done nothing constructive, nothing whatsoever. Has he nothing. Walked around like a peasant. He's my brother. He needs something. He got it. But you don't, loose lips sink ships. You don't talk about people. You don't talk, then you might be thinking you're a tough guy. I ask you to be tough for your grandchildren. Be tough for your mother and father. You spineless individual. Someone will kill you if you don't give a damn about your family, because if you did, you would shut the hell up and never speak about the illness of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. Never talk about. He said one thing, right? He ain't not going to talk about Ms. Farrakhan. But, hey, you got the FOI, you got the NOI, and the NOI is gone. They're not going to shut you down right away. So he's no dummy. But Noah never left being the FOI. That's what brought us up. We're just a little more intelligent today. So we got everybody on the network just running their mouth. Running their mouth. You say, well, Mirage, you were talking about Don King. I call the truth. I call it where you can see it. To prove that money is not my God. Any one of y'all, you could call Mirage Muhammad. It's Mirage Speaks. Ask Mirage Speaks. Ask Mirage Muhammad. I don't care how you said it to me. But nobody's going to take money from me, and I got a voice to say, money ain't my God. You take $5,000, you want to kill somebody. Someone rob you for $20,000, you kill them. But Don King got me for $100 million. Did people want to kill him? Only reason I knew that, because they come to me. And I said, we ain't about that. I'm not giving you permission to take that man's life. Why? Did he deserve it? Well, I don't even want to look at it like that. But Henrietta didn't deserve it. His daughter didn't deserve it. His son didn't deserve it. His brother didn't deserve it. How about his mother and father, if they're still alive? It's just money. Money comes, money goes. So I lost my Allah blessed me, because why? I stayed in my nature. Now, you ask my wife, she'll tell you, yes, he believes he's a walking Holy Quran. Well, did he make his jinn a Muslim? She'll tell you, he'd say right away, ask him. He'll tell you, no. No, my jinn is not a Muslim. He's a sympathizer. I'm sympathizing right now. He let me do that. So we got to put it in proper perspective. We ain't no hoods. We ain't no thugs. Ain't no pimps. We don't drink. We don't smoke. We don't go around knocking us. I don't like it. I know there are a whole lot of people that I can tolerate anything. Cannot. You cannot belittle the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so I want to let you know, because I'll be on the radio, they're all calling me. I'm going to tell you how powerful the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is. Minister Farrakhan is one of the most outstanding men we have today. He humbles himself when it comes to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Every minister, I don't care if the CIA sent them, the FBI sent them, they humble to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, including Malcolm. He was a spineless individual, never even got close to him. And tell him that Malcolm is greater than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So you can't change your words, and they like that. So they want to put it out. That's how I got it. It's on the air. And he talks like that, and they pay him for that. But we have communications, too. And a lot of people depends on our communication. So the material and the spirituality is who we are. You got to be spiritual, and you got to know the material. We are Muslims. We are aware of the fact that what we reveal for us as Muslims, it is also, if you accept it, is for the whole world. And if the world will accept, Allah has revealed and taught us how to manage it. If you don't know how to manage it of your spirit, then it's going to get away from you. The material substance will just take you off your feet. But we're not thinking about that we're crazy over material substance. And we lost what God wants us to understand. Now, I taught on this radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, and Mirage Speaks. We come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. And we teach all the time that we need to deal with matter. And I'll get into that. Inshallah, we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows that salute, that translation of that salutation of the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of the prophets. He is the seal of the prophets and mentioned in the Bible and the Holy Quran, as given in the Injil and as well as the Torah. They say, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Adameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, we should understand that we was created and we have to not be in the position that we are neglecting our nature in which we was created. And we always say, from Allah we came and Allah we returned, but where is Allah that you can return to? It's your nature. And once you leave your nature, you're away from the creation that God has given you. And if you don't accept that, then you will fail. This is the way Allah has taught us, and this is the way we should understand it. Because we have problems, most of us. We have separate those different conscious of the mind, different two special gifts that God has given us. We have separated it. And those two we need to bring it back together. We believe that the Spirit has some type of meaning. The Spirit has a lot of meaning. It's connected, but we don't know the connection. We don't have conscience, and we don't believe in our conscience. But the preacher was told that he was supposed to preach about material substance. And so that was left for him. But both needs to be connected. Yes, it's a burden on us. We have to understand that you have to have equal opportunity. That's for everybody. Everybody got to connect that which God has given to you. We say divorce. You divorce. All of us get divorces sooner or later. But what divorce you had? I divorced my wife. I divorced my husband. Allah doesn't care about that. He gave you five senses. You know if you should be with her, and she knows if she should be with you. So Allah gave you that in the womb of your mother, that you can make that decision without him. But he's talking about the divorce. And what is divorce, brothers and sisters? What is he divorcing? Why do Allah frowns behind divorces? Because these two concerns, spiritual concern in the material substance, hey, they can take you to your death. Some of us work hard all week and party on the weekend. But that's the temptation in us. The Spirit, that is what anybody, the Spirit has a meaning. It has a strong meaning. Why the Spirit is so meaningful for you to understand what you're going to do when you have ideas. This is not idea to tell you not to leave religion. Religion is good for you. But you read about the Spirit, but you separate it from the material. Life for us as a Muslim, our life is the whole, not half, the whole life. You have to have one life. You have to have the physical, the body. In order for you to function, you got to have the body. But it do not function without the physical. The physical body actually moves around, but it doesn't move without the spirit. But you have to have the mind. You have to have the head that has the strength to not separate from what? The head. That's the brain. It's a gift. God gave us that gift. But you can't separate it. If you separate it from your spiritual, then that's a divorce. That's a divorce Allah is saying. And when you separate the spirit from the intellectual mind, you lost cost. So the spirit is in your body. In order for the body to come alive, you have to do what? Allah had to breathe into our Father his spirit. These are things that work together. My mind, my spirit, my physical, my body. You have to have that. If you don't have that, it's difficult for you to operate. Most of us try to use our mind, but our mind and our spirit gets in our way. Your spirit gets in the way of your mind, and that's the separation. We have to manage our spirit. People that manage their spirit, people who try to manage their spirit, develop a powerful muscle. A powerful muscle, brothers and sisters. You know, the woman loves a man with muscles. Yes, she does. She loves a man with muscles. But he do not read that in the Quran. It doesn't read that in the Quran. But women love a man with a muscle because Allah is telling you, you gain muscles. That's your muscle, your spirit, your intellectual mind, but not the muscles that you think you will in love with. We will survive in this world developing these kinds of muscles that is in our arms. Now, brother, who are you going to knock somebody out? You're going to wrestle somebody? You're going to kick fight someone? That's not what God's talking about when he says you got to use your muscles. The best muscle to anybody that survived in this world is the spiritual muscle. The spirit muscle allows you to pull back from destruction. Yes, you have to direct yourself and know how to direct yourself to that which is good. But if you call that you want to be disciplined, disciplining yourself and not allow things that you know will pull you down. You will be successful in the world. That's the muscle, because people will trick you, con you, deceive you, and that spirit is saying, don't go there. Don't do that. But that mind is saying, yeah, but I want to try her. Don't do that. Now I'm going to try this drug. No, I'm telling you, the spirit is telling you, don't do that. Now you want to separate the spirit and you become weak. You no longer have no strength. Because why? You chose of this material substance to take you down. So do you have the strength in knowing your spirit? If you're not strong in your spirit, you will surely will not be successful. Look at what Allah has said. He revealed to us in the Holy Quran. God says, we all will be connected to the time of the head to the future. We headed to the future, brother and sister. We'll be connected. This is what God is saying to us. We will be connected. Well, if God's saying that in the Quran, that we will be connected, why in the world are we all messed up on COVID-19? Because you don't believe it. You read it, but you don't believe it. Isn't that amazing that you don't believe that you are connected? I remember being in a church, and my mama, I call her my mama, Pastor Green, and she said, are y'all connected? Oh, right away when she said it, I said, I know exactly what she's talking about. Are you connected with God? Because if you're not connected with God, sister, brother, you're on your own. You're literally on your own. That's right. But we are connected from the old world to the new world, all over the world. We are living in the time of the glory of a community. This is Allah talking to us. We are living in this time in the glory of a community. Well, it don't look like it, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. So man and family became one glorious community. We're connected with the human beings like yourself all around the world for the first time ever happening in this history. Black Lives Matter. Just that alone should tell you that Allah is near. But you're not listening. If you all will come on the radio and listen, I got men and women will tell you what's really going on. Now, Satan is going to allow you to come this way, and nor is his imps. There's no man who does a radio show 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, is going to tell you to go to that show. No, what we do is we invited other people and we give them the platform and they make statements. Now we allow them to go in our paper and they make statements. We cannot allow that because children, they are young adults and they are senior citizens, love our newspaper, love calling on the air, but you're not giving them reality of the truth. Here it is. These two hands, you call it the right hand and the left hand. Okay. Why don't you say the left hand and the right hand? Because the left hand, the majority is weak, and the right hand is strong. Okay, I accept that. But then you have male and female. So when you say Allah, you say he. You don't say she, you say he. I'll say that. But keep in mind that hands, you named it. Left, you named it. Right, you named it. But Allah calls it his two controls. Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. You name God he. You name God she. But God nor he nor she. He's the creator of the heavens and earth, everything between it. Now, he breathed in us his spirit. That's why we come here alive, the only human being come alive. So you can't name God he or she, but it's okay. It's okay for the physical. Grab my right hand, you was taught that. You grab my right hand. Grab my left hand, you grab my left hand. But you now have men don't want to touch your left hand because they say the left hand is dirty. Okay, that's how you see it. Of course, you become unconsciously in love with idol God. That same individual seeing you drown, but he's trying to hold on where he feels is his strong hand. That's the right hand. And he puts out his left hand to get you out of that river. Because you already drowned. You ain't going to take it? Yes, you're going to take it, because all of a sudden your nature comes back. I want to be saved. So you're going to grab that hand, you're going to hold on it while he's pulling you with his right hand up on the shore so you don't drown. Makes sense? Makes a lot of sense. But when you go to heights, you try to go to the right, because you say that's the right way, so you try to go to the right. But guess what? He's dead. Because everybody else is going actually to the left. But it's called counterclockwise. Well, I didn't name it hand. Well, he did name it clock. He said, yes. What time is it? Was. Waus. The token of time. Well, what part you didn't get? Someone named it clock. But Allah went clock. Counterclockwise to show you I don't need man. And I don't need man's clock because it don't go that way. It goes straight around to the right. These just little things. You love your wife? Yes. What about the woman next door? That's my right hand possessed. Hold it, brother. You either call me your wife, I'm not your right hand possessed. Well, I never touch you. I never entered it to you. You're my right hand possessed. Well, what is a right hand? Well, you took it literally. He means your right heart, your right understanding, the right care he has for you, his righteous deeds. Oh, yes, okay, you got it. So we have to look at matter, brothers and sisters. This is all Allah is saying to us. We have to look at matter. So we are now connected from the old world to the new world. This is a new world. We come from the old world. We come from trying to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth, and we are not the polytheists. We're coming from the old world. We're evolving. We are living in the time of the global community. Yes, family, became one global community connected with the human beings like yourself. We're not talking about people that don't look like us. They are Muslims like yourself all around the world. For the first time ever, it's happening in history. Do we think that God did not show this to the prophets? Yes. He revealed this to the prophets. The prophets. Did they not know the time was coming? Yes, they did. Where the people was going to connect all around the world. That's the beginning. So Muhammad, the prophet, Jesus, the prophet, Abraham, the prophet, Noah, Joseph, all the way to Moses, to Adam. Allah revealed this was going to happen. So Allah is a liar? Is that what you're saying? Allah is not in control? That man, Bill Gates, and Putin, and all the people that come around lying, you think that they're going to get away with it? No, we trust in Allah. Man made his world over God's creation. Yes. But we were supported by the nature of the world. That's what we were supported with. But our science cannot predict as a scientist without using God's nature. You have to respect the nature like Allah made it. Till you see the nature, the first, and recognize the nature, then you can study. If you don't know nothing about the nature of the human being, your science stands still. So what this diabolical man did, he studied the nature and he wanted to change it. He don't want to be God. He don't want you to be the Khalifa. He wants to change it. So how in the world, brothers and sisters, that we as human beings been taught that we're going to allow someone to tell us how we ought to live when they've been trying to kill us for 1,400 years, and now we're going into 200 years of abuse and slavery, and today you don't have anything. Yes, you had a good job. Yes, you were making money. Yes, you had new cars and brand new homes and everything you need. In a blink of the eye, what do you have? Nothing. 40 million people out of a job. And they were supposed to give you $2,000. Most of y'all didn't get it. You'll get it. When? When the hell they think you should get it? They sent you six. Yes, sir, boss. It's all right. I can use that six. I'm telling you, I'm not going to wait for you. But you better get on board, because we're going to create our own. This should teach us a lesson. And we don't even know a whole lot of money from you. Everyone who listens to my voice, whether it's $3 million or $3 billion, you all got $10. Yes, we do, Rob. What are we going to do with $10? You're going to put it together. And I said to Minister Louis Farrakhan, the only one going to be able to money is you and I, because I have a track record. I'm no thief. I have a track record. Everything I've done is all over there. I have a track record of success, and he does too. So why not? $10, you can't trust nobody with $10, or is you that selfish that you don't want to see this happen because you didn't create it? There's over 52 countries in Africa, or would you say cities? Whatever you want to say, they're all cut up in tribes why they can't control the gift that God has given them in jewels and rubies and coffee and sugar and all the things that oil can't control. Allah gave us the spirit of the Holy Quran, which is breathing all that material substance. Can't control it. You decide to leave your spirit. You decide to get out of your skin and be everybody but who you are. I don't say New Africa just to show off, but there's nothing else. When you say New Africa, I remember buying 20 acres of land with doctors, and I give credit to the brother in Newark. He was over the top of the property maintenance code enforcer. And he got up and told those Caucasians, and I had everybody with me, my bond man, my banker, and my developer, everybody. We ready to go. He said, I love this. You know why? And he picked up my book, and on the front of my proposal, it said New Africa. He was so proud. And I was proud of him. And all those white folks was proud that a black man stood up for another black man. Creating jobs, 300 homes, popcorn factories so they can go to work and pay for their home so we don't have to beg nobody. Now, did that happen? That's too much power for a black man named Murad Muhammad. What happened? We found out that you can't get anything because the man put a block on it, knew Imran Muhammad will come. You see what Jesus says, brothers and sisters? He says, I am going to leave you and I shall return. I'm going to leave my mama behind. That was a major statement. But hold that thought. King says, I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the promised land, but I may not get there with you. Now, Jesus was way before Dr. King, but they both were saying the same thing. Because Dr. King is saying, I may not get there, but my children will. So he climbed that mountain, and climbing a mountain is the excellence in the human being. Because you can break your knee, you can scar your hand, and you can fall off and die, but he made it to the mountaintop. And he's seen the glory of the promised land. But he said, I may not get there with you. Meaning, he climbed that mountain because his daughter might get there, his son might get there, his community might get there. But he's seen the promised land. Well, Jesus is saying, he ain't coming back. There's no physical human being left this world. Why would Allah send you back to a world that we is supposed to struggle in, a world that we're supposed to prove ourselves to get to the hereafter? So he's not coming back. Everybody concurred that he did his job, but he said, I'm going to leave you my mother. Now, if Jesus is not coming back physically, how is his mother coming back physically? But what Jesus is saying, you, sister, is his mother, because every woman is a mother. But how is he coming back? Out of your womb. You're going to give birth to that baby that's going to be just like Jesus and telling you all the things you need to know, just like Jesus. But don't take a physical sister that can't have babies. Don't take a physical sister that you can't produce a baby. So what is Jesus talking about? You call the mind a womb. It gives birth. A lot of thoughts come to fruition. And that intellectual mind, that's a gift that took on his being that will fit it. He took on his body, we call it a soul, body and soul. He took on the spirit. So Jesus has returned. Feed them. Feed my ship, my sheep, some fish. And then he went on to say, if I feed you with a fish, you'll eat for one day, but I'll teach you how to fish. We're fishermen. And we got to go out with that knowledge because fish swims in the sea, in the water. So that water is knowledge. You got to swim and catch another fish. You got to hook them. And then you cook them and eat them. Well, that's physical. You hook them with the truth. And you feed them with knowledge. What about bread? Say, give them some bread. Well, yes. Yes. The Italians say, let's break bread. Well, what is breaking bread? Let's sit down and get to know one another. So you're breaking bread. You're feeding each other knowledge. And he said, but give them some wine. And you fools thought it meant man's wine. He didn't say man's mind. Wine is your sensitivity. Your senses. When you have that taste in your mouth that what I'm saying is good for you, you become sensitive. And your intellectual mind begins to think that maybe God is right. Oh, you become stimulated. You're connected. You're connected to the whole world because Allah is the Lord of the whole world. Any more world out there, he is the system of all knowledge. All of these stories in the Quran, in the jail, will give you understanding if you know what you're reading. But if you're just reading, it doesn't mean nothing. If you're just reciting, brother, it doesn't mean anything whatsoever. It just sounds good. I can show you junkies that sounds good. Little Jimmy Scott was a junkie, but man can sing. Good Lord, could he sing? Nat King Cole's daughter was a drug addict. My God, could she sing? Yeah, Billie Holiday was a drug addict. My God, could she sing? They say Luther Vandross was a homosexual. Oh, could he sing? My God, could he sing? Little Richard, he said he's no longer going to be a homosexual. But regardless, he can sing. He can sing. Had nothing to do with his social life. Has nothing to do with what he do behind the door. But he was gifted. My God, was they gifted. And so we had to stop judging people because you don't know what that doctor does, but he's doing the operation. You don't know whether he's male or female, but he's doing the operation. And that's for you to understand that. Well, I'm not going to her. She's a dyke. She don't want you. I'm quite sure you don't want her. But she can make you better. Because she went to school. Brothers and sisters, all I'm trying to say to you, if we don't come back to our Deen, our little future, and we don't come back and stand up in our spirit and stand up in our soul and stand up in our love for Allah. And when you love Allah, you believe in Allah, you have patience in Allah, you submit to the will of Allah. That's your taqwa. And that's what is needed. We have to now come back to our taqwa. come back as a community and you please Allah. If you come back as a community, not as individual. So you cannot disrespect the nature. You can't disrespect your nature. You cannot disrespect matter. Matter is what the scientists must see for themselves. That you cannot be a scientist. You cannot be an imam. You cannot be a scholar. You cannot be a leader and don't understand that everything was here first. It was matter. Study matter. And maybe you matter have an understanding to know that this is the biggest trick ever pulled on society. And we're living in the day that God says it's a gloria. It's a glory day. It's a glory month. It's a glory year. It's a glory community around the world. What's wrong with us? Why we ain't praying? Why we ain't moving? Why we ain't coming together so we can stop this? Yes, send 10,000. You don't have it. Send 100. You don't have it. Send 100. I might accept that. No, send 10. Because it's 10 million. $10. $10, brothers and sisters. And we would have $1 billion. A billion. With a B. And to do whatever we would like to do without begging anybody. All of us benefit. Now, if you do send $100 and there's 10 million of us, oh, boy, you would see changes overnight like a blink of the eye. It would be paradise. Come here, Javier. Look into my world. Oh, my Lord. That is a wonderful world. How could anyone go crooked in the world like that? And they said a blink of the eye. Now, Allah has no eyes, but it's a metaphor. Blink of the eye, look in it now where my jinn and my human beings. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. How could anyone go straight in the world as crooked as that? My believers, my faithful believers that love me can go straight. So all we got to do is love each other and love Allah. And Allah will make all this go away and make them look like they're standing still. They plot and plan God's plans, and God is the best of planners. I thank you for listening, and I greet you from our Father, our biological Father, Adam, that most of us don't even talk about, that we are his type. His blood runs through our system. That's our biological Father. And when you say Adam, you say Eve. Why? Because they won. They won. That's what's wrong with most of the Christians today. They say putting two flesh together is what? A sin. But yet they enter into your little son's backside. They say flesh is a sin, but the nuns are burying children. Who giving it to them? They say flesh is a sin, but most of the priests around the world are being caught. Whether it's Boy Scouts, whether it's Girl Scouts, whether it's the Olympic team or the basketball team or the football team, why is it? It's a flush what you do, because when you go against matter, that's what happens. You cannot go against something God created that's good for us. By nature, we are able to come together, man and woman. And most of your men are dying behind the door, and most of your women dying behind the bed. Well, because you don't have no one. I got a call from a sister, and she said, "Well, I don't want to bother you, but you're the only one I could talk to." I said, "I'm on it." She said, "You on it? I don't want to disturb you." I said, "You can disturb me because I'm your husband from the neck up." Whoa. She was so happy. And what she had to tell me is when to give her from sensitivity and love herself. And it was easy for me to do that, and she thanked me. I thank Allah that she sent them to me, because most people would say, you call me at the wrong time. Here's a woman dying calling you at the wrong time. Yes, brother, sister, we don't love each other. So Adam and Eve is one. That's why we call them Adam. And we greet you from our Father of the intellectual mind of all nationalities, so you don't misconstrue that Ibrahim is what? He's our father, but not our biological father. He's the son of Adam. That makes him our brother. But he's a father. He was able to come away from the idol gods that his father was creating and went in search for God on his own, showing you have the same ability. He became the messenger of God. Jesus. They want to put things on Jesus that he created Christianity. No, he didn't. That he propagated Christianity. No, he didn't. They want to say that that's how Christianity came about. No, it wasn't. It came after him. So he died for our sins. That's another lie. They said they killed him. The Quran said they killed him not. So that's a lie. But what religion was Jesus? Was he with the Jews? Because Jews had a religion, and they called it what? Judaism. But then why was Jesus created out of the womb of his mother, Mary? And because Jesus' job was to cut down the fig tree. There we go again, physical. But that's to stop the Jews from multiplying. Why? They were doing wrong? No, they kept it for themselves. That's a sin. You can't keep knowledge for yourself, brother. You can't go to the Arabic class and learn the language and keep it to yourself. Because if you did, it'll take you 10 years to get them to just to know the basis of the Arabic. Why? Because you're on one word for almost a month. Because it's got more than one meaning. But if they learn the word, that's Allah. Every time you give them one word, not a sentence, a word, one word, it's prayer. They don't need you. You tell them how to pray in that language. But they got to learn it to come back and give it to us. All those that can't speak it, and to the men and women that have not came to Al-Islam, you got to be able to give it to them plain and clear. So he was a Muslim. May Allah be pleased with him and grant him Jannah. The same way with Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, peace and blessings be upon the Prophet, sinners, and his companions. Surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. But we are saying that he's the seal. No more is coming. Don't look for no more. That's it. Well, we say he's the perfect example. Now, nobody's perfect, including Ibn Muhammad. He was not perfect. Well, what was he? When he spoke the Quran, he was perfect. He never taught us anything about his life. He taught us what? The Quran. He taught you what God says in every surah of the Quran. For 23 years, and then Allah removed him. So that's what makes him perfect. When I'm speaking of the Quran, I'm perfect. When I salam out, I'm just on the ground zero just like you. I'm going to slip just like you. I'll commit a sin just like you. But it means that, but we go to God, and Allah will forgive us. But if you don't go to him, you're just walking with that sin. Simple mathematics. I'm your host tonight, Marad Muhammad. This is my eighth year on Tuesday, and that's where I started. And tomorrow, you will have Imam Eli Obey from 7-8. We all made duas for him. He's out of the hospital. He's doing fine. And I want to tell you all out there that made duos for Ronald Saladin, my right arm, and you got to give him credit. He didn't think he was coming out of there, but he's home. You see how God works? He would try us with sickness. But you have to stay strong. You got to persevere. Allah will assist you. But you don't give up. You don't like yourself, live for your mother and father. You don't like yourself, live for your spouse. You don't love yourself, live for your children. You don't love yourself, live for your community. Allah will help you because you're not a selfish individual. And then he's back on Thursday, Lyle Bay. Man, Lyle Bay be on Thursday from 7 to 9, partly 7 to 8. And then Musa on Friday, Abui. Muslim Abui, the great grandson of Booker T. Washington, he comes on for Zohar. He speaks to the Navy base around the countries, around the world. And he does a wonderful job. He's our engineer, the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington. It's an honor. We welcome him. And he's been with me for 3 or 4 years, and he's a good man. And then I come back on Friday evening at 5, ask Marad, whatever you want to ask me. I don't program you. You don't have to send in no what you're going to say. You got the right to say anything you would like to say. So far, it's been great. I only had one misunderstanding with a young lady, but she didn't talk. She just kept saying, and making that noise. And I said, you're disturbing us. If you don't like what we're saying, just hang up or put us on mute. But don't make that kind of noise. Everybody can hear you. Well, that's the only thing. I was very humble in what I said to her. It's because they don't want us to talk about the Honorable Asma. And I was talking about the Honorable Asma once again. I'll be on the radio, and I'll let you all know, and you're going to see what I tell them about the Honorable Asma, because they don't even know how powerful he was. And then we come back. We come back on Saturday, and Saturday morning, my niece, Salima Muhammad, Amira Muhammad. She's Dr. Amira. And she's soon to be a doctor. I have two siblings, and they do a wonderful job. And they got Bilal from the military, and he did a wonderful job. And it is amazing. First, it was Muslim Abui from the Navy, and then came Bilal, and he's from the Air Force. And I might can get him, we don't know. We got another one from the Air Force that I'd like for him to be on. He's a doctor. And I got a surprise for all of you, but I won't mention his name, and two, he reached out to me and told me what he wanted, what I like. He said, I'm going to see about what day of that I would like to have. I like that. He's coming on. And we can't wait to announce him. Allah said, hold the fort down. The troops are coming. And these brothers are good imams. But more important, they got personal lives. They are doctors. And they have ability to assist us and what we need to be assisted on. But he don't just talk about medicine. No, he's a student of the Holy Quran, and he is a student of Imam Walruddin Muhammad, and we have to give the Imam that credit. Once again, let's make a dua for all those who passed away with this virus, this COVID-19, if you want to call it that. He said, oh Allah, separate their faults from their goodness, and I'll separate the each of us and grant them Jannah, paradise. And we say, oh Allah, bless those who are ill and just come out of the hospital, like Elio Bay and Ronald Saladin, and they're doing well. We ask Allah to lift the burden from them and make it easy for them. Oh Allah, bless those who who gave, and those who made du'as for our ill and our deceased, and those who cannot and would like to do it, we say, for their good intentions, may Allah bless them all with barakats and send them to Jannah. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Thank you. Happy New Year. Peace and love.